One of the points that the current president, President Assad, gets criticized over a lot by the West and by some parties in the international community is it is his foreign policy. If you became the next president of Syria, what will your foreign policy be like?
Well, probably it will be a little bit different here. I'm going to work very hard to open the relationship in many different countries, even the countries that are not very much popular with our current government right now. Even I will be doing my best to keep a minimum good diplomatic ties with the United States, for example. I think I am open to have strong relationships with all countries except four at the moment.
Yes.
Let me exclude Israel from my list because I don't consider Israel as part of this list, of this international thing. But of course, I think it will be difficult for me to go on a diplomatic tie with Turkey, for example, especially during the current Erdogan's government. I think the Saudis should be working very hard to let us forgive what they did, and the Qataris too. But I do believe that we have to, although with all the differences with the European Union, with the United States and others, I think we have to keep an acceptable diplomatic tie with them. And we have to, because the people in those countries are with us, even the Turks, even the Saudis, even the Qataris. They are not against the Syrian people. And we have to really differentiate between government actions and the people. And I do, for example, in Jordan, I'm an eyewitness. 60% of the Jordanian people are behind the Syrian crisis, 100%. Behind what the Syrian, what's the Syrian government is doing, even the Syrian army.
Yes. But another question comes to mind. There are countries in the world, similar, such as Iran, such as Russia, such as the Lebanese Hezbollah organization. These parties have been involved greatly in supporting the government of President Assad. If you become president, will relations with these countries change, or will they maintain the same kind of high level?
Absolutely not. This is part of the political code. Here, you will not find any difference among the three candidates.
Yes.
Because this is a national dignity and concept. And I do believe that here we cannot find differences. As I told you, those mentioned countries, Russia, and don't forget China,
yes.
Don't forget India, don't forget South Africa, those countries are beyond this dialogue. This political dialogue for the elections. These countries are strategic countries for us.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, and for the futures, regardless who the president is.
So you say you're saying you're going to maintain the alignment.
Even improve it and increase it very much.
But this is one of the points that the West often criticizes President Assad over, having close ties with Iran, having close ties with the Lebanese Hezbollah.
Let them criticize.
So how do you intend to hold ties with them?
I don't think they will be criticizing Iran anymore because now Iran is opening dialogue everywhere. I congratulate Iran for the right foreign policy they have. I really am admiring and I'm profan to Iran. Because they're doing what anyone is really aiming to do. Look at Saudi Arabia, richer than Iran. They did nothing. Look at Iran. Now they are getting approval for their nuclear programs, peaceful nuclear programs. They are getting a strong economical tie with many different countries who are supposed to be their enemies. Even the United States is going not only two steps behind, 20 steps behind with the Iranians.
Yes.
I congratulate them, they did very well, and hopefully we will be benefiting from this new Iranian international close tie relationship in the future. And I am very much optimistic that when Iran will be handling the Saudis policy, I think we will benefit a lot from this. And I know that I'm expecting a meeting between the two foreign ministers. And I'm giving a close eye on this meeting because I do believe that the Iranians are our strategic friend and strategic partner for many years to come.
Dr. Al-Nour, you seem to have close principles in terms of foreign policy with President Assad.
And with Mr. Hajjar.
And with Mr. Hajjar.
We have to admit this.
Yes. And you seem also to have similar, at least concepts to how the crisis should be dealt with inside Syria, with President Assad.
That's true.
But what is the differences between you and President Assad? For many who will be watching us right now, they will be wondering, if we have three candidates, what sets them apart?
I'm a pro-economist.
Yes.
He is not. I'm an economist. I know what I can do to improve the economy of my country.
Which is a challenging issue right now.
It's a challenging issue, and it's the issue that will be helping Syria to rebuild again.
Yes.
Of course. This is the added value here.
Yes.
I don't have to, I am not anti-Assad.
Yes.
I am not pro-Assad. I am with Assad in his strengths, and I am introducing myself when I find weaknesses.
Yes.
And no one's perfect.
Yes.
No one's perfect. We all complement each other at the end. I think I have an economical reform that can be even better than what they're doing right now. I have a very good administrative reform vision. Because when you have an administrative reform, you are fighting corruption. You are building a transparency system. You are having an accountability code. You will not have 100 families own the wealth of the nations, and you find the middle class majority is almost disappeared, and you will find poverty increasing. Of course, the population in Syria is increasing, and we have big challenges to improve our policy to support small, medium-sized enterprises and even micro-small companies, because all companies in the world, all economies in the world, are built with small, medium-sized companies. We cannot just keep this. And if you ask me why I'm talking about this right now under the crisis, because you need to build Syria. You need to bring investment. Investment cannot be coming from outside Syria easily. We need the Syrians to build their countries.
Yes.
There are many famous and rich Syrians who love their countries, who are very much nationalistic. We need to convince them to come to Syria, to come back, to invest, to create job opportunities, to improve the societal conditions in order to go and overcome the crisis results. You cannot just say stopping the crisis is enough. We need to go into many micro and many tactical programs to find solutions. Okay, Syria after the crisis, what's next? I know Ash-Shuhada will be a main key
fire. Those
files.
Who died in the army.
Absolutely.
Or in police
the
forces.
People lost their lives.
Or civilians,
the,
yes.
From the army. We need to protect their families. We need to protect, we need to provide, to reimburse the people who lost their properties, for example. We have to find solutions. How can you find solutions without having a serious, strong economical policy that help those programs? I don't want to talk theories. We need an economy, my dear. We need an administrative reform. We need a healthy society to help us going for this reform. Without that, I think we will not be able to make it well.
My last question to you is linked with what you're saying. You are speaking that there are many famous rich Syrians abroad. Many of the people in
Syria. And they love their countries.
Yes. Many of the people who live in Syria are know very well that Dr. Hassan Nouri is a businessman, a very well-established businessman. You have resources, considerable resources. You have factories. You have. Why are you deciding?
Well, I consider myself a middle-class person.
Well, upper middle class, let's just call it this.
Okay, okay.
The point of my question.
Upper middle class.
Yes, the point of my question, you could afford to leave the country if you want. Many would ask, why are you choosing to take part in elections when the opposition, mainly the armed opposition, is threatening the elections? It's threatening the people taking part in the elections, the voters.
And threatening our life.
Candidates, yes.
Absolutely.
Why have you made this decision to take part in elections that could threaten your life, the lives of your family members, your relatives, your loved ones? For many watching us right now, this would sound weird. Why would a man who have the resources to leave the country decide to stay, not only stay, but go into to be on cameras, on TV, to say that I support the political process, the same political process that is being the target of continuous attacks by the insurgents in Syria, by the external opposition, and we know they have the resources to carry out their threats?
Well, this is Syria. And I think my life without Syria is really nothing. I have been traveling a lot. Some of my children are still abroad. Yes. And everybody was wondering, you have big opportunities, you have contracts, you are working with several countries, why you come back here? I love my country. I am capable of being a serious leader, not necessarily only as a president, serious public leader in helping the country to be rebuilt, to be growing again, and why not? I am a believer in Syria, and I didn't find myself outside Syria. I need to bring back the peace to my country, peace to my people, security to all people. I need to find opportunities for them. We have to create jobs for the new generations. One of the reasons of the crisis is the poverty.
Yes.
And we have to find solutions for this poverty.
Which is a very important idea.
Which is very important.
And on this notion, we thank you, Dr. Hassan Nouri, for being with us in this special interview. And we will be keeping track of your political and presidential campaign, hoping you all the luck. And for you, our viewers, thank you for being with us in this special interview.
Thank you very much.